Iswa Baba, Iswa Imita.
Leaders from different church groups, civic organization activists, as well as ordinary people gathered in Rulai on Sunday and prayed for God's intervention in the ongoing social, political and economic crisis in Zimbabwe. Chairperson Reverend Ray Motsi of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe, which convened the gathering, told Studio 7 that the initiative is as a result of the realization that the church has been silent amid all the hardships that ordinary Zimbabweans are facing. He said the situation in the country compels the church to give guidance to the people.
I think this is the most appropriate time for us to come together as a church and show clear leadership and also be able to speak with one voice, especially in a situation where there's been a dearth of leadership, a disappearance of a clear, conscious voice that can help our people in order to know what is going on and what to do.
At the gathering, some people, many of them women and children, who were reportedly brutalized by police in the aftermath of recent protests in Bulawayo, gave testimonies of their experiences. Reverend Motsi blasted the police, saying instead of harassing people, they should uphold their human rights and protect them in violent situations. He said the church should not be afraid to speak out against the country's political leadership where it has failed the people.
I can assure you that there are a lot of people, including pastors, that are cowards, that are afraid of saying the truth deep down within their hearts. They know the truth and they don't want to do it, or they're afraid of it. There's not been a clear voice from the church. The truth of the matter is, if we have to be prophetic, we need to declare this situation is disaster. If there's any time where we needed clear leadership and we need direction and the church coming together and speaking from one voice, it is this time.
At the service, the church leaders and civic organizations, including the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Union for the Development of Apostolic Churches in Zimbabwe, the Ecumenical Church Leaders Forum, and Habakkuk Trust, issued a statement expressing their concern over the situation in the country. Part of their statement stressed that the people have lost confidence in the government and there is need for the government to get into dialogue with various national stakeholders so as to help stem the deepening crisis. Secretary General Gordon Moyo of the People's Democratic Party, who also attended the service, agreed with the view that the country's political leadership has failed the nation and said his party supports the church's call for national dialogue.
We support the idea of the national dialogue that is in the press statement by the church. Because the national dialogue is what is needed. The people must talk. The people must come up with a solution. We have had enough.
Some observers have often criticized the church in Zimbabwe for not speaking out against government excesses or for showing support for the government even where it has failed. On the other hand, government has often disapproved of the few churches that have spoken out against it, accusing them of interfering in politics. Reverend Motsi said following Sunday's gathering, he expects more church denominations to join the initiative so that the church can play its appropriate role of speaking truth to power. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.